So they call this section the Achilles stretch, and I'll just call it the rice check pretzel pull. So Achilles is obviously one of them that you could do. You could do a calf stretch. Want your leg to be straight, back leg bend a little bit. The more you bend the leg, the more the Achilles stretches. And as you're bending it, you just want to go forward a little bit. Make sure you do both sides. Another way to stretch the Achilles is you could actually use the pole. So put your foot up and just lift up. Remember, you're going to want to do these slower than I'm doing them. I'm just showing you all the different options. So 10, 20 seconds, 30 seconds. The longer you go, the better. The more relaxed, the better. Light tension over time. Good. So that's an Achilles option. There's obviously the hamstring options. Low, medium, and I don't even know about this one. And high. Low, medium, because you have to do both sides. And high, but not both sides are the same. All right, that worked out. Okay. Another one I do here is sort of a lunge thing, where I'm getting this hip and I'm getting this hip flexor. So I'm staying up tall, tucking my tail under, core's in, and I'm letting this back knee drop down. And as the back knee drops down, this quad and hip flexor stretches and I go deeper into the hip. So I'm doing the other side, now I'm doing the right hip, the left hip flexor. I set up my posture first, I engage my core for protection first. I make sure my core and my posture is getting strong and flexible with every activity that I do, because it protects my brain and nervous system. And I can't think of anything more important than that. All right, so now if I want to get a stretch in here, you drop the knee down. Good. When you're ready, you can bring the knee back up. Another thing you could do here is just a nice upper back through the hips, down the back of the leg stretch. This is total body, total backside of your body stretch. If you want to go into a hip, if I want to go into my right hip, I'm going to bend my left leg and just let my right hip stretch back. I'll return to neutral. If I want to do my left hip, I'll let my right knee bend and let that left hip stretch back. Go straight here. I already did a twist, but I usually do twists on this one too, just because it's so nice to do. This arm just really gives me a good way to just get a nice turn in. Gentle turn, don't overturn. Get to a nice place and breathe and relax. To loosen things up after I turn, may do some side stuff, or maybe after some side stuff I may do a turn, but I always end with a nice forward fold type of stretch. Good. Which would be something like this. This station could also be used for quads. Knee down, pelvis under, nice and tall, and go down and up. Down with the leg, up with the upper body. Creating length all through here. Straight down with the knee. Knee down. Chest up. Nice stretch. Good. Do some chest openers. Stand up, feet underneath you. Good posture, tail tucked under, up tall. Core lengthened, core engaged, everything protected. Elbows slightly bent. We're not locking any joints. We keep them all slightly bent. so that the muscles can stay engaged and the joints can stay protected. Every activity I do is to protect joints and strengthen muscles and create muscle flexibility. You don't want to lock your joints. You can put your head up and your chin up a little to get a nice stretch into the neck. Good. You can do a side stretch for your upper back. These are upper back stretches now. So now we're stretching rotation in the neck and upper back. When we're doing a chest opener, we were stretching the front. Now we're going to stretch the side, so I can put my hand up here. And the hand I'm doing is the side I'm leaning away from. So left hand is back, head is tilted to the right. And now I'm doing the side of my neck. So I've done the front of my neck, I've done rotation, and now I'm doing the side of my neck. Remember, stay in these positions a little longer. You don't get the benefit just rushing through them. You get the benefit by stopping and doing a couple that you need the most. And then when you've filled all your deficits and your body's caught up and you're ready to fill the health account, you want to make sure you're hitting them all. But the ones that are your trouble spots, you have to hit a little more often. But you want to get them all to the point that they're overflowing your health account and leading into better health in your life. All right, the back of the neck, I'm gonna cross my arms over like this. For both sides. Now I'm really stretching and opening up the upper back. And now I'm gonna do the back of my neck. So I'm going to use my hands of pulling my shoulders down and my head is dropping and going forward. Now I'm getting the back of my neck. And I'm also getting to finish in a forward fold stretch, which is the position I always like to finish in. Nice forward fold. I have the pole protecting me and I'm able to hold on. I'm going to add a little tension if I need it and just breathe and relax. All right. So to the next station.